Before the poem begins, the first Benchen Lama first makes an expression of worship and obeisance to Manjushri, who is the physical manifestation of the wisdom of all Buddhas. The author considers Manjushri to be undifferentiable from his own Lama or teacher. The reason why he makes obeisance to Manjushri is as follows. The root of a good death and a good intermediate state between lives, and even the attainment of Buddhahood over a continuum of lifetimes, is successful practice of the clear light of death. There are two classes of practice, compassion and wisdom. The practice of the clear light during death is included within the practice of wisdom. Therefore, it is contained within the stages of teaching the profound view of the compatibility of appearance with the emptiness of inherent existence. The transmission of this stems from our kind teacher Shakyamuni Buddha through Manjushri. The stages of teachings on vast compassionate motivations and deeds were similarly transmitted from Shakyamuni Buddha, but through Maitreya and Avalokiteshvara. Thus, since the successful practice of death and the intermediate state between lives is mainly concerned with the factor of wisdom, the first Benchen Lama makes an expression of worship to Manjushri, which is obeisance to the Guru Manjushri. Having paid obeisance to the manifestation of wisdom, he begins the poem itself. I will explain the poem stanza by stanza. The poem in its entirety is read twice at the end of this program, once alone and once with the advice associated with each stanza.